Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Doing well.
We're going to continue our discussion. Listeners may remember, if they listened last week, we did a poem on HPV and its effectiveness in women. It was a Scottish study. But one of the problems with the vaccine, at least here in the United States, is dissemination and uptake. And perhaps this is a little bit related, or maybe a lot related, to politics. How do we increase the vaccination rates in the political climate that we're living in, where the word vaccine, the V word, has become so unwelcome? There are some countries that have achieved a high full dose uptake of HPV vaccine that's defined as greater than 60%. A lot of these places included as a part of the national vaccine program. Here in the US of A, vaccine with HPV is far less than ideal. Among females and males aged 13 to 17, it was 63 and 50% for one dose, and only 42 and 28% for the complete three-dose regimen. When researchers have looked at this, there seem to be four or so major reasons of opposition. There's some people that are concerned about vaccine safety. Again, it's a very safe vaccine. There's a group that feel that the vaccine isn't needed. I'm not quite sure why. The third group says that their child isn't sexually active and that this would somehow give them permission to go out and become sexually active. And fourth, it's just a simple lack of knowledge that the vaccine or the disease even exists. The problem doesn't seem to be a lack of vaccination or a lack of availability. There are some subgroups where the vaccine rate is even poorer than the general population, including lesbians, where only 9% of those who are aware of the vaccine had received it. You found a poem that was published in JAMA Pediatrics 2024. It starts on page 29, and it attempts to ask the question, knowing what we know, what interventions can increase human papillomavirus vaccine uptake?
Yeah, this was a study that was done in six Mayo Clinic primary care practices in Minnesota. They randomized the practices, and they used what's called a stepped wedge design. That's a fancy term for basically they rolled this out over time. So all the practices started with usual care, and then one at a time over a period of months, they rolled out this these interventions. So each practice began with usual care. Then they added reminders, which were mailed reminders that were mailed to patients that had information, explaining how to get it, sources of additional information for patients, encouraging them very strongly to get the HPV vaccine. Then the next phase, they added to the reminders audit and feedback for period three, and then they did both in period four. So you had usual care, reminders, audit and feedback to the physicians, and then in the fourth period, both. Each period was a year long, so plenty of time to implement this and gather data. And so each practice could also serve as its own control, which increased the power of the study. So the audit and feedback consisted of confidentially distributed reports, had their vaccination rates, and also resources for the clinicians and information on how they can help their patients overcome vaccine hesitancy. So here are the results. There were 9,200 eligible 11 and 12-year-old patients. The immunization rates were in the usual care group, 22%. In the reminder group, 35%. With audit and feedback, about 30%. And then with both, about 40%. The only difference that was statistically significant with usual care was the combination. And so an odds ratio of about 2.0, so about twice as likely to get vaccinated if they did both reminders and audit and feedback. So bottom line, this was a pragmatic, well-done study in the U.S. In a realistic kind of setting. It combined patient reminders with audit and feedback, and that more than approximately doubled the uptake of HPV vaccine. Now, the overall rate of 40% is actually only half of what is seen in some other countries like the United Kingdom. So we definitely still have a ways to go. And as Mike said, we have all these issues around vaccine hesitancy that may be a little more prominent here than in some other countries.
As an adolescent doctor, I often don't get patients until after the ideal age of 11, 12, or 13. But I think that there's even some data that given later, it can still be effective. So it is not too late if your patients are older than 13 and haven't gotten the vaccine.
Less effective, but still effective.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk again next week.
Sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.